us to consider some thoughts on Galatians 5:6. And for sake of time, I'm going to just read Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6, where it says, "For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love." Oftentimes today we will hear people talk about faith alone and grace alone. But this verse of Scripture here contradicts that, because this verse tells us that faith will not work apart from love. We know from other studies that we've already done that if Jesus Christ was not raised from the dead to become our high priest, our faith would be vain. So it's not faith alone. It's faith in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and it's faith that worketh by love. Now, love is an abstract noun. We can't pick it up, we can't touch it, we can't smell it. But love is a lifestyle. A love is a commitment. And when we think about faith, that is also an abstract noun, and it is also a commitment. Commitment to what? A commitment to a hope. Not the hope of heaven, so to speak, but the hope of honor and glory in the coming kingdom. Because our salvation is secure in the Lord Jesus Christ and His death on the cross. But our positions of honor and glory in His coming kingdom are not secure. All you have to do is make shipwreck of the faith or depart from the faith, and that simply means you have quit pleasing God. And when you quit pleasing God, God's not going to honor you in His administration. I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not going to honor you in His administration in the coming kingdom. That's the way it works in political parties today. You become a traitor in a political party today and expect to be Secretary of State, you can just, hang it on your beak. You're not going to be anywhere in that government. And that works the same way in the Lord's ministry as well. Now, another passage of Scripture that confirms this is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter, where Paul says, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I have become as sounding brass and as tinkling cymbals. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains and have not love, I'm nothing." This also establishes the fact that faith apart from love is what? Nothing. Nothing. If we have no commitment to the Lord and to His work, our faith, so to speak, is nothing. And of course he says, "Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not love, it profiteth me nothing." Now, love is defined in 2 John 1:6. And this is love. I like those kind of verses. It's concrete. This is love. What is it? Walking, present active, after His commandments. That's obedience. Obedience to His commandments. In the book of Galatians, we're told, "The just shall live by faith." And the just are those who are obedient, who keep His commandments. And so therefore, love is part of being just. Walking, present active, continuous action, in His commandments. And this is the commandment that you've heard from the beginning, that you should walk, present active, in it. Now, Paul was concerned that not only were we to grow in faith, but we were also to grow in love. The two go together. 2 Thessalonians 1:3 says, "We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet." It's It's fit because your faith groweth exceedingly. They were hearing the preaching of the kingdom, that is, the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Not the milk of the word, but the meat of the word. It's the meat of the word that brings confidence in the hope of glory. The milk of the word doesn't do that. The milk of the word just simply gives you the plan of salvation and the assurance of salvation, where faith focuses on the hope of glory. So he says, your faith groweth exceedingly, and the love of every one of you toward each other aboundeth. In other words, there was a relationship and a commitment to each other and a commitment to being obedient to what they were hearing and being preached. Part of that commitment to each other has to do with the labor of love. Hebrews 6:10, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. What is that work and labor of love? Well, it's defined in this verse. What you have showed toward His name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. It's the ministry to the saints that God's not going to forget. And that is a work and labor of love. That is being obedient to His commandments. Jesus told His disciples when at the Last Supper, He says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, and by this shall all men know that you're My disciples. Isn't it something? It's not loving everybody on the outside that shows that we're His disciples. It's our love for each other, our care for each other, that shows that we are His disciples. And so Paul was giving thanks for the lifestyle of others in his ministry, and like in Philemon 1, verses 4 and 5, where Paul says, I thank my God, making mention of thee in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints. Paul gave thanks for people that were practicing faith with love. And I want to do that, and I think you want to do that for me as well. We do this together. We want to encourage each other to, as it says in Hebrews chapter 10, I want to provoke you to love and good works, and I want you to do the same for me. I want you to provoke me. Now that sounds like a pretty strong word, but sometimes we need to be provoked, and not into road rage, so to speak, but in love rage and good works rage, so to speak. So, faith that worketh by love. And by the way, the word worketh is in the present tense. Also, in the middle voice says for myself. In words, when you translate the middle voice, you translate it myself. Faith worketh myself by love. And it's in the present tense as well. Again, I remind you about the just shall live by faith in Galatians 3:11. But no man is justified by the law. And this is, by the way, is the moral law. The ceremonial law was set aside. And so we're talking about the moral law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Now, you can't live by faith if you're living in sin. That has to do with the moral law. If you're living in adultery, you're not living by faith. If you are stealing, or you're not honoring your parents, you're not living by faith. In fact, God's not going to give you grace to commit adultery. God's not going to give you grace to lie and to steal and to murder. And so therefore, to be just means that you are obedient to the moral law. And of course, we are commanded to love one another, and to which has to do with the being just. Because love has to do with walking in the commandments. In other words, what I want you to associate love with is being just. Faith worketh by being just. And we are just by loving His Word, loving His commandments, loving the Lord. And so therefore it makes it possible to live by faith. Law is fulfilled in love. Galatians 5, 13 and 14. Brethren, by love serve one another, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this. Now this word is a pretty long word, okay? Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I think that's the longest word. Anyway, the point is this, the thought. The word is the thought. How do we fulfill the law, the moral law? By loving our neighbor. By loving one another. If I love you, I'm not going to do you wrong. I'm not going to do you in. I'm not going to violate you. I'm not going to have thoughts of murder. Just simply thinking about murder is the same thing as a murdering someone. So, how does love fit into this? Well, love our neighbor fulfills the law. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, now the end of the commandment, that is the law, is love. Out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. In other words, sincere faith. Unfeigned faith is sincere faith. Now, to show you further that the moral law and love go together is Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 10. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this, saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. So therefore, how does faith work? It works by love. And what is the significance of love? It fulfills the law. And if you fulfill the law, you're just. That's the reason why faith will work, because you are just and you can live by faith. You can live a lifestyle that pleases God, because without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Now, the word justification is very confusing. Many people associate justification with getting saved. If you're saved, you're justified. And a lot of people associate, Romans 3:28, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law, is the way the King James translates it. If we are saved by faith, what happens when you depart from the faith? What happens when you make shipwreck of the faith? What happens to your salvation then? It's no good. You lose your salvation. So one day you're saved, the next day you're lost. Well, we can even make it a whole day. 1 hour you're saved, next hour you're lost, and you're back and forth. That's the reason why the Lord did not use faith to get you saved. He used the verb, believe. When you believe, aorists, the Greek word meaning dot, when you believe, aorists, you can't make shipwreck of that. You can't depart from an event that you've done or you have entered into. It's like pulling the trigger and then trying to run after the bullet. It's a waste of time. When you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you're saved. But living by faith is something you can do today and quit tomorrow. Now, it doesn't affect your salvation, but it sure affects your approval at the judgment seat of Christ. You're either going to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant, or he's going to deny you entrance into his kingdom to rule and reign with him. Not lose your salvation, but denied entrance into the coming kingdom. This Romans 3:28 says, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith The word without is an interesting word. And it's used in Matthew 15:38 and also in 2 Corinthians 11:28. And when you read Matthew 15:38, it says, "And they that did eat were 4,000 men beside or without." Really, the meaning of that word, and the word is chorus in the Greek, in addition to. In other words, there were 5,000 men in addition to women and children. Not without women and children. In other words, the women and children got to eat too. They were included. And also in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, the word beside is the same Greek word as without in Romans 3:28. It says, "Beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the cares of all the churches." The word beside there is in addition to those things that are without, which includes the cares of the churches. So when we read in Romans 3:28, "Therefore we conclude that a man is approved, will stand approved in the presence of the Lord by faith, because he pleases him." And the reason he can do that is because he is obedient and he is just. And that's the reason why the word without should be, and I believe it could be translated, in addition to the deeds of the law. This is love. We love, we fulfill the law. This is not talking about salvation. This is talking about approval. And let me tell you, the Lord loves those that obey him. He does. I could have included that in there today, but I knew that with our guest here, we wouldn't have time for all the verses, that it would be a lot of fun to share. So if you didn't come to my Sunday school or our Sunday school class, you missed that. I'm just kidding a little bit. We did have some fun. So, the royal law, what is the royal law? Love thy neighbor as thyself. James chapter 2, verse 8. Now, as a man of God, what should we be doing? Well, the man of God should follow or pursue fiercely. This word follow is, it doesn't carry the significance or the intensity of it. We are to pursue, as a man of God, certain things. And we're to pursue righteousness, that is, right living, godliness, faith, and love. We are to pursue that. And patience and meekness. I think all of us can appreciate the fact that we lose our patience, and there are times when we're not too meek. We're pretty bold. And so we need to pursue faith and love. And by the way, did you know that faith and love is part of the spiritual armor? It's the breastplate. We need that. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8, "Let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation." Faith and love is part of what we need to protect us against the wiles of the devil, because the devil would defeat us. So, and it's the breastplate of righteousness, according to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14. "Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness." What is the righteousness I believe here? If it's associated with faith and love, it's the righteousness which is of faith. That's the righteousness that we're talking about. And you know what? Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy 6 to pursue faith and love. Did you know he didn't let that go? He didn't just tell Timothy that once. He reminded him again in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. He says, "Flee youthful lust. Run from it. It'll trip you up every time. I can show you a few scars on my knees." I've been tripped. Who hadn't been? Flee youthful lust. Follow, pursue with malignity is really the way I like to translate that. And that is in the present tense. You don't pursue it once and forget it. It's a continual lifestyle of pursuing righteousness, faith, and love, and peace. May the Lord help us to appreciate the fact that we need to love each other, and we need to care for each other. We need to minister to each other. But more important, we need to love His Word, His commandments. Because loving His commandments means that we're going to be obedient to Him. And if we are obedient to Him, then we can live by faith, because it is the just that please Him, not the unjust. It's the just who have access to the faith whereby we please God. So, what are we supposed to be doing today? Well, we need to run a marathon, and it calls pursuing faith and love. And it's not just 26 miles. It may be 100 years. You understand? You know what I'm talking about. Father, I just pray that You'd help us to appreciate the fact that love is an important ingredient in our life. It's a commitment to Thee. It's a commitment to Your Word. It's a commitment to Your commandments. We know that loving our neighbor as ourself is fulfilling the law. And if we do that, we're just. And if we're just and we're living by faith, we're going to be approved. We're going to stand in Your presence approved, being justified. So Lord, we do pray that You would help us to have the commitment in our life to pursue faith and love, as we know the value of those two items in our life. Because Lord, we want to be something for Thee, and we want our faith to be something and not nothing. For these things we ask and pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.